have to do a Father's Day sermon every Father's Day. But this year it will be rather safe because Marilyn is off in Galveston with the granddaughters. And the iPad keeps sending in pictures every few hours. I'd like them to go to NASA, to the Space Museum, and rockets, but they seem to be mostly on the beach in the water, swimming around. We will look at what the Bible teaches about fathers. It does say to obey your father and mother, that it may go well with you. So which may lead to a longer and prolonged life, as in these verses, but it also says that it may go well with you. We read out of Hebrews 12 for our scripture reading. It talked about fathers and respecting them, although I would like to make a different point out of Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 says that there are a great cloud of witnesses watching us as we run life's race down here. Well, Hebrews 11 had referred to the heroes of the faith, and it went through what we might call the patriarchs, the founders of Israel, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There are references to some mothers in it, so it's not limited to fathers. It has fathers and mothers there in Hebrews 11. It talks about Sarah, Abraham's wife. It talks about Moses' mother who put him in a baby basket. So it does talk about both fathers and mothers that have been departed watching us down below. So Hebrews 11 lists more fathers, so I think we can apply it to Father's Day. Now, some of us have departed fathers and departed grandfathers. Those who have living fathers and grandfathers are lucky that we might still think of the departed ones. We might still make the decision we will do what is right because they might learn about it. I don't think they watch the earth 24/7. I'm not sure that would be like heaven to watch the earth 24/7. But they do hear from recently departed people reports, and looks like give reports about good things, especially that their descendants are doing here on the earth. So we who have departed fathers or grandfathers, we might sometimes make a choice. This is what they would like. This is what they taught us. This is what will please them when they hear about it. Departed fathers and grandfathers. Unlike the false religions, we do not worship our ancestors. We can think about them, and we can think about they might hear about this. They might ask somebody recently departed going there, and they might give a good report of the choices we are making now. Moving from departed fathers, of course, the other category is father is still alive. In some cases, grandfather is still alive. And how should we treat them? And here we will look at two verses, and you can turn if you wish. I will be reading them, but you can turn to Leviticus 19 to start. And we'll look at Leviticus 19, verse 32. Moses writing, giving God's commandments in Leviticus. Leviticus 19:32, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall revere God. I am the Lord. Now it does say to rise up and honor, and it really would say anybody who is old, so it has men and women in it. Meryl and I are getting to the aged category. When I was younger, about age 40, an older person, then about 75, walked into the convention center, and I thought about this verse, and I rose up. I knew it was some sort of Catholic priest. It ended up being Bishop Yonta. And I always think it's interesting. I thought about this verse, and I'm the only weirdo in the whole convention center that rose up and shook his hand. And so from there on out, I could make friends out of the Catholic bishop, and here are all these books I wrote, and do I have your permission to send one to all the priests in the panhandle, which is your jurisdiction? Yes, let's go. Let's get them all over the place. So particularly a book on mental illness and life's tough questions. So I always remember when it says to stand up and show respect for older people, there's value in that. There's a reason. A Bible case of standing up would be Solomon. In 1 Kings 2:19, his mother came in, and Solomon the king stood up for his mother coming in. And he had his servants go set up a throne for her to sit beside him on the throne. So there was respect for older people in the Bible, and there are some things that are good for respect now. Another verse just like this is Proverbs 23, and you can turn to Proverbs 23, verse 22, or I will go ahead and read it. Listen to your father who begot you. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Again, it's got both fathers and mothers. We're stressing the dads a little bit more today. But this section, it said in chapter 10 that it was the Proverbs of Solomon. So he is the author here. He's the one who said this. Now, in chapters 25 through 30, there's still more of Solomon's teaching, but he didn't put it in a book. It says that the later scribes of Hezekiah did. But almost the full book of Proverbs are things that Solomon talked about. And here is, listen to your father. Here are some more. A wise man makes his father glad. That was chapter 10. Proverbs 23:22 that we just read, listen to your father. Now that assumes that what your dad taught you was biblical. In most of our families and most of the people attend the church, it went back a few generations, and it was true that what dad's taught was true and what grandpa's taught was true. If they did not obey their fathers, it says in the book of Lamentations, that's one of the reasons for their national collapse. That's the book of Lamentations in chapter 5, verse 16. They did not honor their fathers. 2 Timothy 3, in the end times, perilous times will come. What's the definition of a perilous time for a nation? Lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, which means arrogant, reviling, disobedient to parents. So we have these commandments, it'll go all right with you, things will go better, or the nation will collapse. Now let's look at the Ten Commandments directly. The Ten Commandments are in Exodus, but the words of the Deuteros, second law, add a little bit of lines in it. And that's Deuteronomy 5:16. So please turn to Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. Now, this is the repetition. These lines were also in Exodus 20. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. He had these two stone tablets. In Exodus 20, verse 5, says, honor your father and the mother. There's also a line that you might live longer. That's the tendency. But Deuteronomy 5 adds this line that it may go well with you. So that's an additional line. Now, God probably said all of this on Mount Sinai, but Exodus says you may live longer, but Deuteronomy says also you may live longer and that it may go well with you. If you want a better life, honor father and mother. Yeah. I read this when I was a kid and sort of expected it. Honor your father and mother is in Exodus. Leviticus, which we did not read yet, same thing, 19 verse 3, and Deuteronomy. That's the positive way of saying it. Honor your father and mother. Deuteronomy 27:16 gives the opposite or the negative. Cursed is the man who dishonors his father and mother. And all the people said, amen. Deuteronomy 27, in the context of the history of the times, they had crossed the Jordan. They were in the promised land. Six tribes went on Mount Gerizim. Six tribes went on Mount Ebal. So you got all these people over here and all these people over here. And they would read the Ten Commandments. And six of the tribes gave a blessing, and six of the tribes gave a curse. Honor your father and mother. Here is the blessing that it may go well with you. That's all Old Testament, but of course it gets repeated over and over again in the New Testament. Jesus said this in Matthew 15, verse 4, that it may go well with you, and he also gave a curse. He also quoted Deuteronomy. He finished it. That was Matthew 15, Mark 7:10. We are studying Matthew, and we get back to it next week, and that will again be Matthew 19:19. Honor your father and mother, and Luke 18:20. So Jesus quoted Exodus most of the time. And that it may go well with you, he quoted some of the time. Paul added that. Paul's main command about kids is in Ephesians chapter 6. And he quoted Deuteronomy, and he adds the line that it may go well with you, and says that it is the first commandment with a promise. Well, near as I can tell, it's the first, but near as I can tell, it's the only one with a promise. Let's see, looking at the other ones before it, there are no promises. Looking at the ones after it, you shall not murder. Well, there's no great promise if you don't kill people. Just, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. No real promise there. Some of these things are rather basic ethics. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness, particularly if there's an accusation against somebody and you lie about it. You shall not covet. So it's the honoring father and mother is the first commandment with promise. It seems to be like the really only promise, only commandment with a promise. And both quotes say that you will prolong your days, but Deuteronomy says that it may go well with you. And that's the one Paul quoted. The definition of going well with you in society might be income, might be position. And going well with you could be a godly income and a godly position, but going well with you especially means getting God's approval, that it may go well with you. to this point, how to treat dad. Now let's go to our very common Father's Day verse on what dad's supposed to do, and that's Proverbs 22. So if you look at Proverbs 22, this will be verse 6. We'll definitely know it. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So, first reference refers to small children. And then the second reference refers to now they're all grown up. Children who are still at home, they have to obey father and mother. Hupo akuo. I say that because we'll catch it. Upo is up and akuo is acoustics. Listen up. Listen up to father and mother, children who are still little, children who are young. Listen to what they say. And it could be Bible commandments, but it doesn't have to be Bible commandments. It can be all kinds of things. Children should listen when they say, turn the lights out at 9. It's a school night. Turn the stove off. Lock the front door. Listen to everything. Children obey. And the assumption here is that the parents are teaching what is right. We would have a different category, although it doesn't involve any of the church in attendance. I have heard, read in a magazine, there were a time when the parents told the children to help us go hide the drugs. So that doesn't really happen very often. So you would say, children obey your parents. When you have good parents who are teaching what God commands, which is nearly always the case in our circles. But there is a point which obedience can stop. Honor does not stop, but obedience can stop. Genesis 2, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. They too shall be one flesh. So applying it, there is a point when people are all grown up. They're on their own, and maybe don't need to obey everything, but we raised our kids to be independent. To a certain age, we didn't tell them anything they had to do. It would be still fair to remind of God's commandments, but they get independent, leaving father and mother independent. Most people I know do that. They train them for independence. I do know of one case, and they're not church members, but it is in Amarillo, so I heard about it at the time. These older adults were retiring and moving to Idaho. I don't know why people want to move to Idaho, but they're moving to Idaho. And they're like 65 or 70, and they told their adult kids, you will be moving with us. To which the adult kid said, no, we won't be moving with you. Children obey your parents. Honor them at all ages, but there is such a thing as leaving home and don't have to obey everything. Obey if it's a Bible commandment being passed on, but don't have to obey everything. And I think in this situation, they did show honor to their parents, but they never did move out to Idaho. The point in Proverbs 22:6 concerns children. That's the first point. The second point is the tendency of the outcome. The tendency of the outcome in adult children is that will be for good. Either they stay in that direction or they come back. All kinds of references to children making their own decisions as they get older in the book of Proverbs. So we do what we can with the kids. As they get older, they sort of do what they choose and either stay with what is right, or the tendency is to come back to it. So the verse is saying, go ahead and teach them. Proverbs 23:15, my son, if your heart is wise, my own heart will be glad also. Proverbs 23:24, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who begets a wise son will be glad. Next verse, let your father and mother be glad. Lots of glad. You can look up a concordance and have glad in the book of Proverbs. 29:3, a man who loves wisdom makes his father glad. I think there is the tendency in young adults to either stay with it or to come back. The point being is that teaching them what is right when they're little is the right thing to do, and one can expect good things about it. That is the general direction. That is the ending direction. Although it is their choice as they get older. You can't tell them what to do as they get independent. They sort of do what they want to do and can cause grief for a temporary time. There's a lot of that in the book of Proverbs also. Proverbs 10:1, we already read that a wise son makes his father glad, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother. Proverbs 15:5, a fool rejects his father's discipline. Proverbs 17:21, the father of a fool has no joy. Proverbs 17:25, a foolish son is a grief to his father. And then Proverbs 28:7 talks about one who is a companion of gluttons. I also think of drinking parties. Well, I did look up a whole lot of English texts on this, and they all translate it gluttons. So I think of a partying person who never does anything. It says he humiliates his father. Proverbs has both directions. Choosing wisdom makes parents glad. Choosing foolishness makes parents sad. And we read lists of this was good outcome, this was bad outcome. But the reason we usually pick Psalm 22:6 is it does say that the usual direction is either to stay with it or to come back. The greatest tendency is to stay the course or come back. It's like the Old Testament line about the prodigal son, that he ran away for a while, but eventually he did come back. Psalms has a few more verses about raising children. All of these so far have been in Proverbs. And we can make a list of them, and you can have them if you like. You can look up wise or look up foolish and look up glad in the Bible. But we have, like in Psalms, the house of the righteous will stand. Psalms, a righteous man who walks in integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. Almost had everybody turn to Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2. It begins in English, praise the Lord, but in Hebrew that's hallelujah. That's what it means. And then it says, how blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. The Bible commands children to obey. Adult children can leave father and mother. They may not have to obey anymore. They're on their own, but still at all times, honor and respect. Might obey if they remind of God's commandments, but honor and respect in all other things. We think of Elijah We did this in our Matthew study recently. Elijah comes to mind in Matthew because of the transfiguration, but the last verse about Elijah in the Old Testament is this: the hearts of the fathers will go to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. So that's kind of the goal of God, particularly at the second coming. That's what will happen. And there'll be genuine love back and forth in both directions. If something is a Bible command, we might do it because it pleases Dad also. Might be gone in heaven looking down and watching. Might be here. But if something is a Bible command, to do it pleases the Father. And the musicians, please come.